I have a charger. Right, hello and welcome to the Digital Marketing Conference in Dublin. And this is the coffee break. Listen to the buzz. It's Paul O'Mahony from Change Agents, brand sociologist here, and I have coloured her. I've got hold of Mary Rose. Mary Rose from Bright Spark Consulting. Mary Rose, look, come on. How's it going so far?
Well, it's been up and down. We were just talking before.
Okay, give me the downs
recording.
Then. You can't put the word down into the conversation because we'll all be listening for the down. What's the up?
I'll answer first of all in order. Okay, I was really happy to see a woman open the conference, and she gave a really good talk from Red Bull, and her name was Ferreira. What's her first name again?
Let's pass. We'll grab our program here. She's fantastic.
She was really good.
Tessa Barrera.
She was very good. On the women, I also really liked Heather Healy from Sticky Content or Sticky Fingers talking about
Sticky Eyes.
There's a content company in the UK called Sticky Content. She was really good, just the way she gave me some updated examples on, you know, people doing social well and people doing social badly. And then what else? I liked the Kellogg's one was okay. I got kind of, you know, it was a little bit of a, you know, just about the one thing, which is
you weren't wowed by the video of the teenagers.
No, I can find that on YouTube.
Oh, really?
I come to conferences to find stuff that I can't find on YouTube. Yeah.
For me, you see, that blew me away because I'm not a huge YouTube watcher.
Yeah.
To be honest, I just go to it specifically for what I want. But she blew me away with her. That teenager who opened the box and that did impress me.
That's the teenager, but that's not the speaker who's paid to come here.
All right, fair enough, but okay. So,
but in singularly unimpressive land, I would put rank so far number one, Kenny Jacobson, the new head of marketing for Ryanair. Now, fantastic job, fantastic role.
An awesome job. Who wouldn't die for that job?
God. And, you know, his job is to make Ryanair liked, which I thought, there you go, that's a challenge. But his pitch was a pitch...
Actually, on that, just before we move up that, I got the impression from his talk that he was actually more strong on the making Ryanair useful side than the making Ryanair liked side. What do you think?
You're right. Maybe because he doesn't want to focus on that other half of his job, you know.
He's only there a month or two, to be fair to him.
I know. He didn't reveal anything.
He might turn out to be a star later.
Yeah,
he didn't really start today, did he?
I felt sick to my stomach when he was giving us slides about fare comparisons in Europe. And everybody knows you can't compare fares when you have to include all the extras. He was talking to a marketing audience.
And he never mentioned EasyJet. I mean, you'd think they weren't actually seriously challenged by EasyJet.
Yeah, exactly. And EasyJet's, I know EasyJet's social media is a lot stronger than what Ryanair are doing. So Ryanair are kind of clapping themselves on the back because they're embracing digital now. But like, hello, they're about 10 years too late.
The big challenge, I think, for him, that for Kenny, is going to be, first of all, does he have the vision himself?
Yeah.
Secondly, can he find any allies within the Ryanair ecosystem?
Yeah.
And that could be a real problem because, to be fair to him, he'll do bugger all without allies, right?
Well, the Australians have a really good expression for this kind of thing, and it's called pushing shit uphill. And I really hope for Kenny Jacobson's sake that he's not pushing shit uphill in an organisation that to date has thought that PR equals marketing.
Well, he's landed the dream job. I mean, at this conference, there isn't a single person here, or there might be some who on principle wouldn't touch Ryanair with a barge pole, but there certainly aren't many people here who wouldn't say, yes, I'll take it. Now, some people might call it a poison chalice. I mean, I sat there and watched Kenny and I said, is this the post-Michael O'Leary regime? And to be honest, I'm going to miss the buzz.
Oh, yeah. Like, I love what Michael O'Leary does.
Michael O'Leary's buzz. I would encourage Kenny, not that he will ever listen to me, to just let his hair down and be a lot. I hope he has more to him. Although, unfortunately, he's been through the Ryanair selection process, which means they must consider him a safe pair of hands.
True.
Michael O'Leary would never have got a job with Ryanair.
Well, I'll tell you one of the Michael O'Leary...
Oh, hang on. Let us walk gently in the direction of a power source, right? Because whatever happens, I desperately I'm going to pause the conversation in order to